Local information first. This is your Community Connection on Cows 100.9, brought to you by Keene Bank.
And here we go, 12:08 on a Tuesday afternoon, Cows 100.9. This is your Community Connection. Yes, it is brought to you by Keene Bank, and we are here every Tuesday at this time talking, you know, with some of the local businesses and, local businesses. Yes, we got that represented today. We also got the Owatonna Area Chamber of Commerce here with us, Brad Meyer, Brad Fisher. Gentlemen, welcome back once again.
Thank you. How are you?
It's great to be here.
I guess that means we're at the beginning of yet another month here.
Yes, sir. You got it.
And very busy weekend. We'll get to that a little bit later.
Okay.
Because, you know, I was driving around this part of town, and it took a little bit to get through because there was so much going on here. But before we get too far into the weeds, because we know what's going to happen. That's usually how
it
works.
Run out of time.
Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly.
That's how it goes.
I even started just a touch early, just to be safe today. But
we always got our back.
Yeah, we do have some other guests here with us, so I'm going to hand it over to Brad, whichever one wants to do it.
Sounds good. Well, yes, both Brad and Brad are here from the Chamber. Brad Fisher and I'm Brad Meyer. Thanks for having us on, Corey, as always. This new member that we have with us today, we just had the Chamber Ambassadors out to visit, and they've got a really cool spot. So we want to welcome Victor and George from Smith & Sons Barbershop. Thank you for joining us today, and thanks for being members of the Chamber. We appreciate
having us here. We appreciate the invitation.
Yep. Speak right into that mic. That's great.
There we go.
So we got to see your digs here on the south end of town on 18th Street, and it's really nice. You guys have done a great job over there. But let's start. And George, should we start with you and tell us a little bit about how this came to be for you to be an owner of a barbershop, and did you ever dream you'd be doing this for
No. I've had like 15 unique jobs between now and then. I started barbering when I was in high school, just doing it as a hobby for my friends. Victor was one of my first clients. He used to pay me in cheeseburgers or Chinese food. I didn't charge money. I used to carry my stuff in a little bag. So the dream started there. I never thought it was going to be my career. I thought it was just going to be a hobby that I could do in the pastime. And I'm like 36 now, and now it's a career. I got mentored by people along the way. It wasn't just by myself. Like they say, it takes a village to raise somebody. So I got a bunch of help along the way. But Bobby from downtown and then David from up in the city is my instructor. Those dudes were really, you know, instrumental in getting me where I'm at today.
I love that. Mm-hmm. I love that. So your first paycheck was in cheeseburgers.
Cheeseburgers. Nice. Yeah, because back in the day, they used to have dollar menus everywhere. So
that's
since
right.
We were all high schoolers, it was the cheapest
Nobody
thing
had any money.
No.
Right.
$5 Subways, too. So, like, back in the days, good old times.
So what was the haircut Victor wanted right out of the gates?
Whatever I could actually muster out. I didn't know how to cut hair yet. So sometimes it was a low fade. Sometimes it was a high fade. Sometimes he'd end up bald, unwillingly. You didn't get to find out until an hour later.
And Victor, did you think you'd be here then at that time? Oh, you don't have a mic over there. All right, slide a mic over to Victor quick.
I was home. He had talent for this. Like, since we became friends, like I always said, you should pursue this. I would bring him friends of mine and stuff like that.
Okay.
Funny story, one time one of my friends paid him all in quarters, and he's like, what is this? So
I would have preferred the cheeseburger.
That's right. Cheeseburgers, quarters, whatever it takes.
Yes.
We all remember those days when we had to pay in quarters, right?
Yep.
Like, that's how it goes. Well, that's cool. So Victor's been your biggest cheerleader from day one, and here you guys are working together and doing this. So
he pulled me out of the corporate world by telling me to go to a barber school, and then I pulled him out of the corporate world to tell him to go to barber school as well. The next step for him is instructor, just like me. So stay tuned. We're planning on opening up a school eventually here in the South. So stay tuned.
That's super cool. That's a great idea. But let's talk about the business that you have open now. Share a little bit about what you guys offer there and some of the services that might be a little bit unique to how you do it.
So Smith & Sons Barbershop here in Owatonna, we offer modern services like fades and mullets and all the fun haircuts, like low taper fades and all that. But we also offer classic services like razor shaves, hot lather, hot towels. We have a VIP service, which includes a shampoo, a face massage, a shave, a haircut of your choice, and then the sensory room or the quiet room, which I'm really proud of. The quiet room, when you shut the door, it basically shuts out all the noise and the lights from the rest of the barbershop. I do have a couple of clients that don't like noises or being in the round crowd, so that sensory room is pretty nice. Like I said, I'm really proud of that one.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, it's good to have those. You're kind of thinking of everybody.
Yes,
and what
yes,
they
yes. Like
need
I said,
and, yeah.
Everybody needs a haircut, man, and everybody wants to go hang out with us, so I try to create an environment where you don't have to just be there for a haircut. You're there to watch wrestling with me or eat some snacks or just accompany your friend, you know? I want it to be kind of like a pit stop.
Yeah.
You know, it's getting a haircut is turning sometimes into more of a luxury nowadays, but I want to give you your best service that you've had. So come and give us a try. Me, Victor, or any of my buddies there at the barbershop.
It sounds like you have a pretty good time when you're there. Right?
Yes, man. This was my hobby. So this is really, I believe when they say you don't work a day in your life when you do something you like. So yeah. This is it, man. I like doing this kind of stuff.
You mentioned the shave, doing the straight edge. Is that
yeah,
what you call it?
Straight razor shave. Yep.
Straight razor shave.
Mm-hmm.
That seems to be a little bit of a falling art form, right?
Yes.
Like, so that's kind of cool. Do you have people using it, taking up on it, that kind of thing?
Yes, yes. The straight razor shave, we do it daily. That is one of the things we pride ourselves on that separates us from the cosmetologist. That straight razor that we do. If you haven't experienced it before and you're used to just shaving your face, you should really give us a try with a hot towel and then the face massage. I dare you not to fall asleep.
I want the face massage,
it's
man.
It's really comforting.
I think that's going to be a challenge accepted.
Yes, yes. You guys, if you guys stop on in, if you're hearing this, mention the face massage and I'll throw it in for free.
Hey,
wow.
All right.
Throw it in for free. That's like a $30 service. I'll throw it in for free.
So, okay. George, you got like the old strap that you do the...
No. So, Minnesota law has changed, and now we have to do disposable razors. So every razor that I use on every person is new.
Okay,
everything's disinfected. We can't use that anymore. I guess it's not sanitary anymore.
So it's not like on Gunsmoke.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
No,
that's what
we just
what
put
I'm
a new razor
of.
Each time.
Okay,
but the same effect though. It feels just as relaxing, just as calming, but not with a sense of more hygienic sanitation. You know, I'm not going to be afraid.
I have that.
His germs are my germs.
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if you don't watch the classic TV channel, Gunsmoke is a
INSP
show from a long
time
ago. Yeah,
right.
I love it. So share how people find you, the address. And,
Can
they find you online, phone number, that kind of thing?
So Smith & Sons Barbershop is located here in Owatonna in 159 18th Street Southwest, Unit 1, right across from like Hy-Vee and Hometown Credit Union. We are also online on all social media at Smith & Sons Barbershop. If you look us up on Google, we're on Google there too. Or if you're just trying to look for me, I have all the links on my profile, Barber_GLoco, GLOCO. And that one has all the videos, all the updates, all the schedules. So if you ever want to find me, that's a good place to find us. Also, could I mention, if you guys want to leave reviews, that really does help, guys. I know hundreds of you guys out there, and I only got like 14 reviews. So that'd be pretty cool if you guys could review us.
That's a good
point. Any stars. I don't care about the star numbers. I just know that you guys exist out there. Show me.
Yeah. Preferably 5 stars.
Yeah,
let's just get them all.
Yeah.
Come on.
I just want to hear some good feedback, you know? I could take constructive feedback. I'm good.
I love it. That's awesome. Well, congratulations. The place looks great. And
Thank you.
Mentioned the free face massage. If
yes.
we mention the show.
Yes.
So check it out, everybody.
Yes, yes.
And thank you, Victor, for joining us today, too. Smith & Sons Barbershop. Check them out.
All right, and thank you very much, Brad Meyer, there. We got to get going to our break because imagine that we're running long because it's what we do.
Yeah.
But we'll have more of your community connection brought to you by Keene Bank when we continue right here on Kyle's 100.9.
The local conversation continues with Community Connection on Kyle's 100.9, brought to you by Keene Bank.
And here we go, continuing on with your community connection brought to you by Keene Bank here on this Tuesday afternoon, Kyle's 100.9. Corey Hargith back here with you once again. The Owatonna Area Chamber of Commerce is here. Well, part of them, anyway. Brad Meyer had to run off to an important meeting, so
yeah,
I guess
you're stuck with me.
Fish, and you got to do the work now.
You know how the hot shots are. They they wheel in, they wheel out, always on their phone, always looking, always scrolling, and got to go. But he did his part.
Yeah.
Which was very nice. He does have a very important meeting.
Yes.
And
there you go.
I said, I think you should really be there at least for the start. And he said, absolutely. So that was, it was nice that
he did most of the legwork anyway for us, let's be honest.
Yeah.
So we want to go back first, I think, to this past weekend, because not only was there I don't even know if I can count how high with how many different things we had going on just in Owatonna itself and drawing all kinds of people. Of course, that's what the chamber is all about, is bringing those people in.
Yeah, and Glenda Smith is our tourism director, and George and Victor, you'll meet her on Friday at our Chamber 101. But Glenda's kind of got her hands over all of that stuff. She works directly with all of these big events and the hotels and the motels, and she just does a fabulous job. So these are some of the events we had going on. Of course, we had Corky's Early Bird softball tournament, 46th or 47th year of Corky's?
Something like that.
It's one of the absolute biggest softball tournaments in the country, all right? And I'll just tell you how old I am. This will give you a hint. I played in the very first Corky's Early Bird, okay? So you can kind of guess how old I am. But anyway, was there 168 or whatever how many teams they bring? It's crazy. So we had that going on. And, of course, we had Rustic Mamas going on up at the Four Seasons. That place was packed, and there's food vendors up there. Absolutely crazy. And then, of course, we had the Farmers Market. First weekend was started Saturday, and it was a nut house down there. According to Lisa, she was down there. Lisa Cochran, our Main Street director. Big crowd down there. And, of course, then we had Blessing of the Bikes.
Was on Sunday.
That was on Sunday.
Yep.
And it was just crazy. And I'll tell you where I was Saturday. I was at Brooktree playing golf, okay? Huh. And it was packed there.
Uh-huh. There you
In fact,
go.
It was so crowded. And this is a good thing. After nine holes, we just went, that's enough. Me and my buddies, like, because there was three groups stacked up on number 10. It was slow, but that's because people are out. It was a nice day. People are golfing. People are riding their motorcycles. People are playing softball. People are going to Rustic Mamas. That's what we like, you know?
Yeah, and we'll also throw in one more on Saturday, too. The Retail Collective officially opened.
Thank you. Yes. So Lisa Cochran, our Main Street director, and you guys will meet her on Friday as well. That was their first day at the Retail Collective, and I guess it went over really well.
That's awesome.
The vendors were very happy, and this thing is just going to build and build, and we'll have her on here someday, Corey. She can tell you about all the stuff that she has going on downtown, so maybe next month we'll even bring her in along with a guest. But and then did you see the traveling logo that we had going around?
I didn't see it in person. I saw it on social media all over the place.
Drive by the chamber office. It's right in front. Now, the cool thing about this thing is you can move it around, so they had it at all of those events we just talked about. They had it in Central Park. They had it up here at Corky's. They had it over at Rustic Mama's, and there's pictures all over the place. That thing is really cool. The neat thing about it is we can move it around. So we throw it in the back of a truck. Thank you, Paul Smith, Glenda's husband. They hauled it around. And we've already had businesses contact us. Hey, can we have that at our company picnic? Can we have that at our whatever? And it's like, absolutely. We're going to figure out how to do that. But it's cool. It's really cool.
And we are really quickly running out of time here. So
yes.
Let's just look into the month of May here just really quickly. There's a number of things that we got going. The one thing I know of, the Memorial Day Parade coming up here at
Thank
the end of
you.
The month.
You know what? I didn't even have that one written down.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yes, in fact, I volunteered for it. I probably should know when it is, right?
Did so you I'll volunteer or are you voluntold again?
Well, both. So, yes. And then remember, we've got the farmers markets have started. Chamber 101 is Friday. You don't have to be a new member to go to that. Just let me know if you want to come. And then, of course, Downtown Thursday start June 4th. We're already looking at one of those.
Wow.
And, of course, we have our growth breakfast is Thursday the 21st. That's at Tory's. And then the big event of the whole month, Rhonda Guthrie's retirement party. Rhonda's been on our staff for 25 years, and next week is her last week. We're having a big hoo-ha down at the Eagles on Thursday, starting at 4:30 to 6:30 or so. So come and shake Rhonda's hand and slap her on the back and tell her what a great job she did, because she did. And I tell people, she's the one who really runs the chamber. Meyer just fakes you guys all out. Rhonda's the one behind it all. No, it's the amount of knowledge that's going to walk out of that building next Friday is crazy. And it's really sad. I mean Rhonda really close, and it's really sad for me to see her go. Because you know what that means. Fisher's not too far behind.
So. Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh. We can't have that, though.
No, not yet. All right. Not yet.
But what I can tell you, we really got to get moving. I think we already ran over time here. So that is going to be it for your Community Connection here for this week. We will get this entire show put online on our website, KOWZFM.com. So if you need to listen back to some of... whatever it is we were talking about for part of this year. I kind of blank after a while. We do have your midday farm review with the Linder Farm Network on the way here at 12:30, and then I'm back with you starting just after 1 o'clock. We're going to all start with that dad joke of the day brought to you by Wayne Nord Wetmore right here on Cows 100.9. I'm Corey Hargith. We'll talk to you in just a little bit.